These are the reading lessons for Pimsleur's Japanese 4. Japanese uses three writing systems, a character system called kanji, and two phonetic systems called hiragana and katakana. In everyday writing, Japanese uses a combination of these three systems. In these reading lessons, you will learn to read hiragana, which is used primarily for conjugated endings and uniquely Japanese words, which have no kanji equivalent. It is also the system used to teach children to read in Japan. Hiragana can be written right to left in vertical columns or left to right in horizontal lines. In these lessons, we will use the traditional Western horizontal left to right format. You are encouraged to repeat each lesson as often as necessary in order to familiarize yourself with the sounds and shapes of the letters. To begin, you will need your reading booklet. Open your booklet to Lesson 1. Look at the first letter. It's the hiragana letter,
ha.
Listen to the Japanese speaker pronounce it.
Ha. Ha.
In hiragana, each letter represents one sound or syllable. Number 2 shows the Japanese vowel,
i,
which makes the sound e. Listen and repeat number 2.
I. I.
Number 3 is a combination of the two letters you just learned. You may know this word, which is the Japanese word for yes. Try to read number 3.
Hai. Hai.
Look at number 4. It's the Japanese vowel
e.
Listen and repeat number 4.
E. E.
Number 5 combines the two vowels you just learned. Try to read number 5.
Ye.
Look at number 6. The first letter is doubled. In Japanese, doubled vowels produce a longer sound. This is another word you may know. It's the Japanese word for no. Listen and repeat.
Iye. Iye.
Number 7 shows the letter
ko.
Listen and repeat.
Ko. Ko.
In the hiragana alphabet, there are 5 vowels. Consonants are almost always written in combination with one of these vowel sounds. Try to read number 8.
Hako.
Now look at number 9. It's the letter
go.
It's similar to the
ko,
but includes 2 short strokes on the upper right. This letter has 2 pronunciations. Either one is correct. Listen and repeat both pronunciations after the speaker.
Go. Go.
Notice that the second pronunciation is more nasal. Now look at number 10, which is composed of 3 letters. Listen and repeat number 10. You'll hear the last letter pronounced both ways.
Eigo. Eigo.
Notice the combined sound of the first 2 vowels. N.
E, I
combination sounds somewhat like A. From now on, pronounce the letter
go
without the nasal sound unless instructed otherwise. Now try to read number 10 again.
Eigo.
Now look at number 11. It's the letter
ni.
It resembles the
ko,
but includes a vertical line on the left side, like the
ha.
Listen and repeat number 11.
Ni. Ni.
Number 12 shows a new letter called
ho.
This new letter looks very similar to
ha.
The only difference is the additional line on the top. Listen and repeat.
Ho. Ho.
Now try to read the letter pairs in number 13.
Ha. Ho.
Look at number 14. It's the letter
N,
and it looks like the Roman letter N written in a hurry. This consonant is the only consonant written without a vowel sound. Listen and repeat.
N. N.
Now let's combine the 3 letters you just learned to make a word. Try to read number 15.
Nihon.
Now add another letter at the end to create a new word. Read number 16.
日本語
Try to read number 17.
本
Read number 18.
インコ
Number 19.
絵本
Number 20.
円
This is the end of lesson 1.